When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Go Utes, baby!
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Welcome, everybody.
Can we just start off appropriately?
Hold on, hold on. Oh. We got something.
We got to start off appropriately.
USA! How to lose the new time! Kenneth Williams, this is all your fault!
It's all your fault!
That's the updated version, and I love it. So much.
It's so good.
USC, so good. What happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Utah happened, baby.
Kyle Whittingham happened.
Woo! Okay, all right. Well, before we get into all of it, and there is so much to get into, obviously, thank you for logging in. Please make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you are liking the video if you're in the chat. Please give us a super thanks if you want to support the program or a super chat. We very much appreciate it. I know everyone's going to have a lot to say this evening. huge thank you to our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. And then we do also want to announce kind of a new exciting thing. Some of you have maybe seen this floating around, but the Utah Crimson Collective, they're starting an app called the Utah For the Win 360 app. And we're partnering with them on this. So it's a free app. It lets you access all Utah athletic content that you could ever think of. It's got player profiles, exclusive Pac-12 features, local KSL coverage, game stats, recaps, behind-the-scenes videos, tons more, and podcasts. And so you're going to be able to access all of our podcast content on the app as well. This is perfect for any Utah sports fan. It's on the Apple Store, Google Play Store. Search for Utah 360 to download it now. And they're going to be doing lots more stuff there. So we're excited.
It is. It's great.
To be a
it's
part
an honor
of that.
To be a part of that.
Okay, did I get everything? Please make sure you're following us on all of our social media. Obviously, this upcoming week is huge with so much going on. We are going to do a tailgate. We want you to stop by, say hi, Oregon fans. That includes you as well. So make sure you're following us on our Instagram, Twitter, because that's where we'll start posting updates on that. But all right, everybody.
It's good to have the Duck fans in.
And
I'll
Texas
tell you that.
Mike, Texas I got to give you so much props, my friend. Man, the man shows up, win or lose, rain or shine, buddy. I got to give you credit because I would not be.
I know. You're here tonight. We very much appreciate it.
Ben and Sam.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Shoot us a DM.
DM us if you're on Twitter or email us. We would love to get on. We'll figure out the details. That'd be awesome. We would love that.
Let's do it.
UtahFootballFansPodcast@gmail.com. Okay, let's talk. Ooh, Boomer Sooner.
Hey, our Oklahoma fans. We gained a lot of Oklahoma fans
right
last
on Oklahoma.
Year. Awesome.
This is our Dinkass Cat fan. Thank you for the super chat. You've been in our chat before. We very much appreciate it. And yes, all the Boomer Sooner fans were very happy with Utah on Saturday night. All right, let's...
Can I just say this, though, as we're going?
Yes. So much to talk
about.
What
people don't understand is how many comments we have received since we beat SC last year that they were targeting October 21.
Oh, I probably received, calendar. I'm not even exaggerating, well over 100 USC fans.
October 21st,
October, you're coming to our place now. You're not going to have the refs to bail you out.
The refs won't save you.
All the stuff. I got tired of bookmarking them. I got so many.
Yeah, well, I doubt they're going to be here with us tonight.
No, probably not. We're not going to have any of those people logging on. But let's start with the offense.
All right.
And I do have to say, James, I owe you a sort of apology.
You owe me a big apology.
When he guessed 35-34 for Utah last week, I called him dumb. And hey.
That was his homer prediction.
I know, but he was
close.
Does
it matter? Does it matter?
He was pretty dang close. I thought you were insane. Anyways, all right, let's
I wasn't
start.
That far off on my prediction.
I don't know what your prediction was. I don't even know what my prediction was.
Whatever.
Anyway.
All right, let's start with the offense. I mean, I don't know exactly where you want to start with it, but Bryson Barnes.
Offensive player of the week for the Pac-12.
He deserves round of applause. He deserves standing ovations. He deserves.
Bryson Barnes, baby.
The pig man himself.
The pig man himself. And you know what? I have a lot of respect for him in everything that he's gone through this year and the ups and downs. And he stepped in when he needed to, and then he kind of stepped out when he was asked to, and then he stepped right back in when he needed to. And dude came in and had an awesome game.
Yeah, by far the best game he's played in his career, and it's not even close. And he did everything he needed to do. I mean, he made one... Hey.
Thank you, Don.
He made one bad mistake.
Appreciate it.
Obviously, and it was... Could have been horrible, but you know what? When time mattered, man, he went for it, and I'm with Bryn. Like, the fact that he's been through... He was working at Lowe's during fall camp. During fall camp, he was working part-time at Lowe's, wasn't on scholarship till after he beats Florida. He's the starter, gets pulled against Baylor, backup, gets put back in, and comes out and beats SC on the road. Big time. Good for him. Really happy for the guy.
You know, this game, just some general thoughts on it. It was like, well, with this game, if you remember Rice Eccles last year, we were getting, what was it, 17 or something?
Yeah,
or
14? They were up.
They had a chance to start blowing us out, but we came back and we won in the end. So we were behind and came back and won. In the championship game, I think it was like 17-3 or something like that.
Same thing happened,
and we came back and then we blew them out. This game is that we basically controlled the game.
Yeah.
Even if you look at the stats show that we should have won.
Yeah.
This game was different. We had a lead. It was 28-14 and then a couple of big plays, and then they had a chance to win the game. That's why this one would have been extremely hard to take, is that we should have won because we controlled
everything. Yeah.
But that's what happened. But this is the interesting stat for me, or at least, you know, as I think about the whole game and the way it played out, is SC scored 14 points in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then their offense, follow me here, their offense only scored 2 field goals the rest of the game for 3 quarters. What happened was they scored a pick 6, and then the guy ran the punt back to the 10, which, of course, their offense scored. Caleb scored on the next play. But it wasn't their offense on the drive. So technically speaking, Utah gave up 14, and then the offense, USC's offense, as the offense, moving the ball up the field, they only scored 2 field goals. And I heard Witt today on his press conference is that Utah, we only missed 9 tackles. And I remember listening in that first quarter, they mentioned like Utah had missed already 5 tackles or something like that.
Early on.
And so if we only had 9 missed tackles the rest of the game, then there's a good chance we only missed 4 tackles after the...
Which is insane.
After the first quarter. So I'm just saying, this game was ours to win. And that's why I'm going, to lose that one?
I'll say this.
That'd have been rough.
A shout out to Lincoln Riley real quick.
For
forgetting that he was running the ball on us with a lot of success in the first quarter. And then all of a sudden he just went, bah, we're just going to pass every single time. Their running back, Marshawn Lloyd, had 7 carries for 86 yards and a touchdown. He was averaging 12 yards a carry. He only carried the ball, I believe it was 1 time in the entire second half, and it was when he fumbled. He didn't touch the ball again.
It is strange.
Lincoln He's outcoached, Riley, man. They're outcoached. Okay,
but we watched the game together, and I've never... They were running the ball on us, and we all were like, oh, boy, if they can run the ball on us, we're in big trouble because the play action, and then it opens things up. But he just kind of went, all right, we're not going to run it anymore.
I think our defense adjusted, though, too.
They stopped trying.
Here's what I'm going to say about the offense.
It was wonderful.
So, you know, we've been waiting for the offense to start clicking the whole season. Whittingham did announce on Saturday that Cam and Keithy are not coming back at all this year. I think we all kind of saw the writing on the wall, but it's been officially announced they're not coming back. We have no idea next year. Who knows? And Whittingham kind of alluded to it in his press conference today. The waiting and the wondering and the we're not sure, that's over. That's done. Mm-hmm. We now know it's Barnes. He's the guy. We're going to build everything around him. And as I've thought about it today, I really feel like you could see that with the offense. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're finally starting to get it together. And I think all the uncertainty and maybe being done with that, it's been a distraction. I mean, it's been a distraction for all of us fans. So I feel like it might have contributed. The other thing that I just wanted to point out is Bryson Barnes and Keaton Bills have now been named captains.
Yeah. Officially.
So since Cam and Keithy are not going to play the rest of the season, they were both captains. They had a team vote. So Barnes and Keaton Bills have now replaced those two guys as our offensive captains. I think that's huge because I think, again, we've kind of been lacking a little bit of leadership and a guy to follow. So I'm hoping that helps. Obviously, Vaki has created that spark in the offense that we have needed desperately. I mean, that dude...
217 yards himself this game.
He's a running back. He's a receiver.
Total yards. Receiving and rushing. Now, keep in mind, USC has the 107th ranked defense in college football. So
yes.
This was the perfect game for Utah's offense to figure some stuff out. Obviously, going forward, and this week's a massive test, so we'll see. But for this week, man, it was great to see running the ball with a ton of success, open things up. And I'll say this, Bryson Barnes made some very quick decisions that we've all been wanting him to make all year, right? There's like, it was Grinch's defense, but still some passes that were, he could make those against any defense. Timing routes, quick throws, 3-step drops, those sorts of things. It was great to see him because now he knows he's the guy and he's getting all the number one reps in practice.
Connor Morris, the juke move.
Oh my
Vaki. I mean, he stopped on a dime, man. Yeah.
And then
other dude kept going 10 yards.
Stopped and then exploded.
That was...
And there's just like 4... defensemen just trying to catch him.
So
they couldn't
beautiful.
Get him.
There's a picture from the end zone of Vaki running, and there's like 6 mm-hmm. USC players behind him, and he's just leaving him in the dust. It was amazing.
Well, and he's tough as nails. I mean, but JJ had an awesome game.
I feel like
our receivers did better.
JJ had 117 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm. Some big ones, and he ran some people over, which I just love to see.
So here's the thing. Here's the stat. Utah had 482 total yards, SC 401 total yards. We gained more yards.
than USC people.
Passing, we had 235. They had 256. All world only had 256.
All world did nothing.
Rushing, we had 247. They had 145. Penalties are almost the same. As far as possession, though, this is Whitball. People don't get it, but this is Whitball. We had it for 34, almost 35 minutes. They had it for 25 minutes. That was one of the keys to the game we talked about last week.
Held on to the ball, yeah.
Was as long as we didn't start getting blown out, which it didn't, is that we do control the clock by running the ball in this balance that the way Utah plays. And it worked.
It worked. Two things. Caleb Williams did not throw a touchdown pass.
For the first game,
for the first time,
like,
I think 21 games, he did not throw a touchdown pass. And then his rushing touchdown, look, can we just be very honest? They let him score.
I think they let him in because
if you watch, they wanted more time.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It doesn't matter.
And then the other thing is Utah stopped them.
I don't know if they did. I watched it too.
On two. Two point conversions, Utah stopped them on both. So that 2-point conversion was massive. It allowed us to go down. We had plenty of time, 3 timeouts, go down the field, get in position, and kick the game-winning field goal. It was perfect whip ball, control the clock, out, coach.
Let's talk about the defense. Because USC, I mean, when you think USC, especially the last 2 years, what do you think of? You think of just the scoring points, the high power offense. They've got the Heisman winner, for heaven's sakes. And we held them to 32. Can I just say, I have been given so much crap by so many of you, you two included, when I said,
what are you talking about?
Before the year, I said, Caleb Williams is going to take a step back this year. I've had so much crap from so many people. I am vindicated. Vindicated.
Let's not judge it all by one game.
I know. There's still a month left in the season. However, it's 2 weeks in a row, though, now.
It was the worst I've seen Caleb look.
Him against Notre Dame was not great.
Here's the thing is that Utah did to Caleb Williams what Notre Dame did to Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Is exactly what we talked about. You pressure him straight up. You keep him in the pocket. You make him make decisions in the pocket. And he's not the same guy.
But we're able to do it like I think Notre Dame did it with 4 guys.
4 guys. It's key. You get four-guy pressure.
It was 4 dudes. Uh-huh. Controlled rush. Keep him in the pocket. He's most dangerous when he's out there. Yeah.
And he did it a couple times.
He had a couple of those.
Receivers take off. The thing is, though, he missed some throws, got sacked a few times because of our secondary, man. Props to the secondary.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then someone said it, Cole Bishop came in the second half. And you could just feel a difference in the defense. He recovered the fumble. Van Fillinger caused the fumble. Van, best game of the year. And then he murdered somebody, Cole Bishop did.
Yeah, well, he's done that a few times.
Holy cow.
Beautiful hit.
Beautiful hit. And then I think Caleb had some nail polish on his hands when that ball slipped out towards the end there. Had to settle for a field goal.
But I don't know. I'm biased, so I don't know. I know there's a few SC people here. But I get the feel that Caleb Williams is playing sort of entitled. I think I've mentioned this before, that he plays like things should just fall into place because of what happened last year. And because of he has the Heisman, rather than going out and taking it. See, even this game, he wasn't the one that came out and almost beat us. Mm-mm. It was the pick six and the guy running the punt back.
It was Branch.
It was Branch and the pick six. So, I don't know, when you watch him play, it's an interesting thing. He doesn't seem as threatening as I felt he was last year. I don't know. That's my observation.
He has no heart, Gary. He has no drive to play. He has, like, it's not there with him. He had his year last year. He did amazing. He got all the accolades. He wins the Heisman, which I think he deserved.
He deserved to win the Heisman
but
last year.
The ego was so high. Like we've talked about a million times, you just watched his head get bigger and bigger and bigger as the season went along. And I do think he just walked into this season thinking, I'm better than everyone. It's going to be fine. We're going to win every game. I don't even have to try. He has no heart.
Hey, I don't. Utah who did I hear say this last night or today? It might have been, I don't know, I can't remember who it was. But it was the comparison of Utah and the tradition and the culture and an attitude of hard hitting, whether win or lose. This was Klatt. When you play Utah, you know you've played Utah because they're coming after
you. It was Joel Klatt.
That was Klatt, what he said. Now, it might have been Pate on the other thing. What he was saying, Josh Pate, is that, so you have this, it's like a clash of cultures.
Oh, yeah.
So you have the flash and all this talent, but you also have all this portal stuff versus the culture, the development, and this toughness that is Utah and SC can't do anything about it. But what he is saying about USC is we're going to find out, they're going to find out, USC, real quick, how this portal stuff works, because there's not this continuity from year, it's only been 2 years with Riley, by the way, but this continuity of a team concept. Now, they have a lot of
individuals
that have come in,
and they're very,
they got some tough games. So they could implode.
I love what I think it was Clark was saying it. Bad. Just that the thing about Utah, you know you played Utah. It doesn't matter if you're watching it on TV or if you're sitting in the stadium. You know you played Utah because the violence, they invite you in and then they lock the gate behind you is what Klatt said. And I loved it because it is. Win or lose. And, you know what you're going to get out of Utah. I have to shout somebody out on the comment real quick. Texas Mike, you're not going to want to listen to this.
Texas Mike.
Where'd it go?
What do you got?
Where is it?
Right here. Your fave five head. I get it, by the way. Very clever. Credit to USC for keeping it close versus Utah's second and third stringers at home. What a bunch of warriors. Great comment.
I'm sure some of you have seen this. Lincoln Riley has the same record as Clay Helton did in this same amount of games that they've coached, which I just find really funny.
And I got a stat for you, too.
And can we just talk about the chess master himself, Kyle Whittingham, and just how he made Lincoln Riley just lose his mind on the sideline with the substitutions? This is so classic Kyle Whittingham.
It's not new, though. Witt's been doing it for years.
That's the thing. All of us.
And probably all of the Utah fans.
And the Utah fans. But this is what I'm saying. It is so classic Kyle Whittingham. And you've got Riley just losing his mind. And Whittingham's just on the sideline, just as a cucumber. I love that man.
So the rule is, obviously, if USC subs, Utah has to be allowed to sub. And the rule is very vague. The player has to run onto the field and run off of the field. It does not say at what pace. They don't have to pass each other. It is just run on, run off. So we just,
so it's the biggest dudes.
It's the biggest
always
dudes
the biggest guy.
Running. It's amazing. And then tap, I'm out. And then this little jump. And you watch the play clock just go. And to watch him explode.
Oh, he was losing his mind.
And you know, Witt was just taking so much joy in that moment.
It's the chess master.
Okay, but doesn't that say something?
Wait, Lindsay, Witt playing chess while Lincoln was playing Candyland. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
But
that's great.
Doesn't that show a weakness in
preparation?
In Riley?
Of course.
He has to know this is coming.
If you've prepped
yourself and your team, there's nothing to scream about. You already know it. It's coming.
Honestly, if you've watched any Utah game in the last 5 years, Utah has been doing this forever.
If
this
you substitute, new. Utah's is gonna do it. I'm sure Oregon is very aware of it.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, I don't know. I remember lip reading Riley. He said something about 15 seconds, which it's not right.
No.
I don't think that is the rule at all.
He was just losing his mind.
He was unprepared for it.
He was unprepared, and it is. It's insane.
Whatever.
How are you unprepared for your revenge game? This is supposedly the game you wanted to circle on your calendar, and it seemed like you weren't even prepared for it. Anyways, let's...
Hold on, real fast. Okay. Our buddy Greg Bird sent me this statistic, and I think it's kind of crazy. We give USC a lot of credit, and I think that they deserve it because obviously they're good. USC has lost 11 of their last 13 games against ranked opponents.
Yeah.
11 of their last 13 games, they've lost when the opponent's ranked. Now, four of those are us. So there's that. But, I mean, that's, yeah, you can beat up on Arizona and Arizona State, but oh, Connor holy Earl. Cow.
We are not going to have this conversation tonight. We have too many other things to talk about. But Connor, you said Riley isn't a head coach. He's an offensive coordinator, QB coach. I have been saying this for the last year. And again, you two agree with me, but we're not going
to. He's the one that didn't agree with you.
He did not agree. We're not going to get into it because we have too many other things to talk about. Maybe another day. Let's talk about our special teams. Obviously, Cole Becker. Kick at the end.
Cole Becker, baby.
I
guess he's glad he's out of Colorado.
I would think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Two. Game winner with 3 seconds left. But, okay, let's back that up.
You got to go to the big.
I didn't think, honestly, I thought it was. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was over, dude. It was
scary.
What, a minute something? It was 75 yards to go. It was four. Yeah, it was fourth and one.
Yeah.
And that's, isn't that when the penalty happened?
Yeah. Okay. The targeting, which, targeting. By the way. Yeah, that is targeting.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a first down, but then we got a penalty, took us back 5 more yards. Be that as it may, I don't really care about all that. I'm just going to say Barnes, man.
Barnes.
There's like 17 seconds left Barnes. Or something.
Tough
the dude took off. Well, prior to that, he got destroyed.
Yeah, he did. Well, he took, but he
took the
took
hit.
Took the hit. He was hurting, too. You could see it.
Got that up. Was impressive.
Yep.
And then that 25-yard run or whatever to 5 seconds, we hike it, get to the middle of the field, timeout, 3 seconds, boom, Becker puts it away.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Was that fun enough?
Oh, my God.
The thing about, explosion.
The thing about
victory?
That run was he easily could have dipped out. If you watched, he could have dipped out about the 30 and avoided taking any kind of contact, and we would have been a first down. No, he stays in and gains an additional 12 yards, and that's all we needed.
It was cool.
Oh, it was
beautiful,
awesome.
Beautiful
And
kick.
Our special teams, though.
Special teams, you know, I mean.
Minus the punt.
The one
the
punt.
One thing.
The
but
one
that's,
punt.
The
I mean,
one thing we talked about.
I know, but what I'm saying.
That dude is so
is
good,
the
by
entire
the way.
Game. All the kickoffs, all the other punts.
We held
great
him.
Coverage.
Great coverage.
That's the thing is that dude, and it's kind of it's so kind of USC in general. You expect they're going to score. You expect that guy was going to break one. I'm so glad that he only had the one because he's amazing. He's unbelievable.
He's actually, look, he's very fun to watch. I'll just say it. Like, watching him with the ball in his hands, you know he is so electric. He gets that one seam, gone.
Even with the two things we said couldn't happen,
hey,
is having that
Cristobal, guy. Ball from England. Is that our first international?
No.
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 Oh, well, Canada doesn't count.
Canada doesn't count.
John.
We have someone listening from England. That's awesome.
Boy, mate. John. Got some Weetabix. Get some Weetabix out.
Yeah, Gary
hey,
lived,
John, how about them
Gary
Oilers,
lived in
buddy?
Some tripe.
For a bit.
Eat some tripe.
Anyways, what I was saying is we still won the game even with like two of the things that happened that we said couldn't happen, which is turnovers. We threw a pick six and letting Branch run a punt or a kickback.
Essentially for a touchdown.
Basically for a touchdown. But hey, we still
Yeah, Logan's
won.
International.
Logan.
Logan's international.
Pretty much.
I guess we
like
have to. We do
country.
Have to mention though. We've lost Lander Barton for the year.
Oh yes.
I rewatched some of the game.
I didn't see where did he get hurt.
It was in the fourth, and there. I was watching it with Wendy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There was just kind of a tackle. He was involved in it. He kind of got up, and you could tell that he kind of limped on it, or felt his foot or something, and then the play continued, and then he wasn't on the field ever again.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this major injury that you could see happen.
Do we know what it is? Did they say?
I never heard. Maybe someone heard. I don't know.
I thought it was ankle something, but I don't know where. But I heard Witt that.
Said
that
he could be back for the bowl game.
That's a possibility.
But for Witt, like that quick after the game. I mean, they knew
probably busted something.
That's very unfortunate.
Because he wasn't helped off the field. He was still standing on it from the play I saw. It appeared to be the injury.
You cannot replace Barton. He is the leader of that D. He and Cole are the dudes. That being said, we do have depth at mm-hmm. that spot. I mean, we've got, I can't remember his name, and I apologize. The guy that came from Stanford. He led Stanford in tackles. He stepped in, and you don't really see that big of a drop.
Fotu will be in.
Fotu. So for me, it sucks because you can't replace the guy. He's an unbelievable talent, unbelievable leader. He's one of the guys that gets the defense lined up, right? He's one of those guys. But as far as talent goes, it's not that big of a drop off. Hopefully. But it sucks because he was a heck of a player.
Great game. Good victory.
Let's just talk really briefly about the post game and how pathetic and soft USC is. Caleb Williams sits there on the bench like he does after every time he plays Utah because we beat him. He just sits there. He won't come shake hands. He just sits there. I mean, you know, last year in Rice-Eccles, he had the towel over his head. Whatever, emotional, that's fine. But he just sits there. He won't come shake anyone's hand. He won't participate. He won't do any of that. And then afterwards, Lincoln Riley, for apparently the first time in 15, 20 years, is what some of the USC media guys were saying who've worked in USC media. This is the first time in 20 plus years that players have not been made available to the media after the game because, oh, we hurt their feelings. Come on, dude.
Brin's on it. Brin's on it.
No, I just feel, I have no respect for crap like that.
We know.
You all know this. Come out and face it. It's all, you have to be a good loser. Sports is you have to be a good winner. You got to be a good loser. Come out and face it.
Yeah.
I think it's pathetic to not come out and answer for it. And this is all a part of their garbage, their softness. I just feel like the attitude of their team is crap. It comes from Riley. You see it with Williams. I think it's bull crap. That's all I'll say.
Well, I don't know. I feel like...
Texas Mike, don't you say that. They
had an after game charity event at a local children's hospital they had to get to. That's a lie. Don't believe anything he says.
And Riley didn't do his radio show today because he's sick.
You want to make...
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, here's how I look at it. I mean, I thought about it. He didn't make his players available. I mean, I don't know if that... It doesn't really bug me that much, that per se. Coach can do whatever they want, and he'll... The media doesn't own the team, whatever, okay? But here's what I will agree with what you're saying, is it shows the kind of character you are.
Right.
As an individual, whether you're the coach or a player. If you're a player, when you are having success and you're winning and you're out there getting all the glory, that's everybody does that. That's the easy part. The leaders, those with character, those who you want to lead your team, after losing like that, they would be at that table taking the questions. I don't care if it's college or not. That shows who you are. That's how I look at it. And to me, it shows weakness.
Absolutely.
That's
I have thought. No, I agree. I agree. For me, between the two, the thing that really bugs me is his lack of, you lost. That sucks. But you get out and you shake hands.
Yeah.
Right? Watch any freaking college game, professional game. It doesn't matter. You lose in heartbreaking fashion, and the quarterbacks go out and congratulate the other dude. That's what really, like, sitting there on the bench, oh, I'm so bummed, I'm so pouty, pout, and then gets up and walks away. Be a man. That's what really bugs me. The interview thing, okay, yeah, you should get out. That doesn't bug me as much. But, dude, go out and show some freaking respect. That's what really pissed me off. I would be upset if it was my quarterback doing the same thing. I wouldn't make excuses for him. So that upset me. The one thing that was hilarious is if you watch Lincoln Riley afterwards talking, you could hear music in the background.
The party going on.
There's a freaking party behind him, and it's the Utah locker room behind playing 50 Cent. It was so great.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. It's the culture. It's the attitude.
It's the attitude. It's the Lincoln Riley losing his mind on the sideline. It's the not shaking hands. It's then not talking to the media. It's then not doing your radio show today. It's all of it. You have to learn how to lose. You're going to lose sometimes. And see, that to me, it's the egotistical mentality of we just won't ever lose. When you lose, you got to be a good loser.
Yeah. I watched Weddle today on Coach JB. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It was great, man. That guy's perspective and about Utah. We've already mentioned it. But the culture of Utah, the kind of player that comes to Utah, the way Utah plays. Everyone says next man up thing, but it's a real thing at Utah. You know, if you can't go or you're not willing to go, we'll put someone else there in. And people get developed, and there's this culture that Utah, or there's type of players they go after who have character and come in and grow and be a part of the team for years.
Yeah.
And it manifests on the field. That's the difference. And props to Utah, man. We're 6-1 with all the adversity we've had. People say every team has it. Well, not really. This has been quite a unique year. And those of us Utah fans know that. We have like, I don't know what, 6 to 9 of our top players are
starters.
Either gone.
Starters.
May not be even playing anymore.
Yeah. I'll ask this question. Is this Whittingham's best coaching performance of his career?
Till right now.
Who was I listening? Maybe it was Klatt today was talking about that the coach, sometimes coaches say their most successful seasons are the ones where you didn't have the expectation of doing so well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think if you had told any of us that all of our starting lineup basically would be injured for an entire season, but you're going to be 6-1 and you're going to go in the Coliseum and beat USC. It's absolutely insanely successful.
What's so hard is this season had tremendous expectations. Yeah. I mean, there was talk of three-peat, and that's still there. There's talk of the college football playoff, honestly. There was such high expectations for this team, and then to have this level of it, I've never seen anything like it. Every team loses, guys. I understand that. Okay, that's fine. And every team loses key players. That's great. But to lose this many guys, to be 6-1 at this point, which is, I honestly think we'd be 6-1 with a healthy roster. Like, I wouldn't surprise me. And then to have everything still in front of us with everything that happened behind us, it's awesome.
The reality is USC only has one conference loss. Same with us.
Yeah.
They play Cal, Washington, Oregon, UCLA. I just feel like they might implode. I feel like the attitude, I think Utah may have broke them. And I don't know if they're going to be able to.
I don't know.
But we'll see.
They have one conference loss.
Who knows? We got to move on. Oregon.
But I do want to, here's just one thing, just real quick. We're 6-1. I don't know if you saw on social media. I'm not going to mention the guy's name because he's, whatever. I don't know if he listens or we'll see because he's kind of trashed us before. But he said, and I saw another guy basically say the same thing, that Ludwig sucks.
Oh.
And people were coming all over him, obviously. There's a few people who agreed. I'm thinking to myself, what an idiot.
Yeah.
What an idiot. We're 6-1. Don't we play to win the game? And anybody that knows anything, even rudimentary stuff, if you even coach Little League, you have to play with the personnel you have and put game plans together for the assets you have.
To win the game.
Is it been exciting ball? Well, no. But you can't have Barnes and Johnson out there throwing 40-yard bombs every time or 25-yard outs every time because it's not in their wheelhouse. You have to cater to win. And that's what Ludwig has been doing. Man, when people say that, it drives me crazy.
I know.
And he called a phenomenal game this week.
He did. 6-1 because of it.
Up there in the press box with his little light in the dark.
That was so funny, man.
How amazing was that? They just show him and he's just by himself. No one, this little night light.
They have a candle going.
Yeah. I swear Beethoven was playing behind him. Like, it was amazing to see that. And he called a tremendous game. He did.
Dude,
he got, look at that first touchdown, the wheel route to Vaki. He got everything lined up and said, our fast freaking Vaki on their freshman linebacker, perfect.
Burn.
Gone. Touchdown.
Yeah.
And like, he called a great game.
We threw that a few times.
Yeah, it's frustrating as hell when they score 14 points. They score one touchdown a game. Fine, I get it. But you're exactly right. You have to play with the personnel that you have. You can't be out there going, okay, Barnes, go throw it 55 times a game like Caleb Williams does it. We just,
so anyway,
work.
So anyways, you
props
know.
Props to Ludwig. Props to all the coaches and props to the team. We're 6-1.
Team.
Let's go.
Let's. We need a little USC.
Oh, wait
what
a minute. Moving on to Oregon. We're moving on to Oregon, but.
But.
First.
USC. How to the worst in Utah. Caleb Williams. This is only a fault. Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
Oregon.
Oregon, people.
Okay, now I bring it back down.
Oregon comes to town, 1:30 on Fox, and game day's coming. It's a big week, everybody.
You people need to grow up.
Oh, Texas Mike, it's so fun. We got to move on to Oregon. I know, it's like this high of highs, and I...
See, this is the
I
thing.
I don't know how I'm feeling about Oregon.
This is the thing is, yeah, this has been fun. That was an exciting night. Today's great. What we've just done, boom. It's actually behind us because the gauntlet continues. And the bottom line is Oregon is a far better team than USC.
Far
in every
superior.
Facet. I don't care.
Offense,
I'll take Bo Nix over Caleb Williams.
Oh, any day.
Anytime.
Well. No,
right now,
absolutely.
Right now, the way they're playing within their systems, Oregon is better offensively because of their balance, and they're better defensively by a ton.
Oh,
so
by a mile.
Yeah. It's great beating USC, but USC isn't as good as Oregon. So now the challenge continues.
It's in Rice-Eccles. I know it's a 1:30 kick, which, yeah, it's not as electric. However, that UCLA game in Rice-Eccles at 1:30 was one of the loudest games I've been in. So I know it can be done. I know it's going to be full. It's Oregon. People are going to be there. But Oregon is an amazing team. Oregon, I know they lost to Washington. I kind of feel like they should have probably won that game. They seemed like they were dominating that game. They're an incredible team. This is going to be extremely difficult. I feel a little bit better going into it, seeing what our offense did on Saturday, but there's, you know, we can't be total homers about this. This is going to be really difficult.
You know, I'm
just glad it's at Rice-Eccles.
Thrilled it's at Rice-Eccles. Game day is coming. It's going to have a ton of energy. I tweeted out today, it's too bad this isn't a 6 p.m. kick. This is the perfect game for a 6 p.m.
Except
October kick.
1:30 Mountain is 3:30 East Coast.
Oh, as far as viewership goes.
National, it's all prime time, baby.
But Utah's going to go back-to-back best games of the week. I mean, last week, it was. This week, Oregon is such a better team.
Oh, now. We're up against it.
We're up against it. But we've talked about this before. Like, this is just how the conference is.
I know, it's great. I love
it. It's great. Every next game is good. Next game's good.
But okay.
Oregon is just so well balanced. That's the thing. Bucky Irving, if you don't know, dude's a monster. He's a running back, number zero. Utah has got to limit this dude. If he gets rolling and then you allow Bo Nix to do what Bo Nix does, we're in big trouble. The only way Utah wins is that the defense can make them one-dimensional. And it's going to be really, really, really hard to do. But Rice-Eccles is going to be on fire that game. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be insane.
We're going to light that cauldron with so much energy.
Weather is going to impact because right now, anyway, it's going to be cold and rainy.
Potential rain right
some
now.
Rain. Not all the time, but there'll be a little cooler and rain. But hey, it's Oregon. They're going to be used to it.
Yeah, that doesn't really give us a huge benefit.
But Oregon, I mean, here, let's face some realities here. Oregon averages like 550 yards a game.
Yeah. So I've got it right here. They average 553 a game and only give up 312 yards a game.
Utah averages 345 yards a game and we give up 295.
Okay. So again, offensive strength, Utah's defensive strength. The problem is they also have a good defense.
They have a really good defense.
Yeah, because points per game, Oregon is averaging 47. Keep in mind, these stats are a little skewed because they played Portland State and Hawaii. Yeah, but
so do we play some teams.
I know, but Portland State and Hawaii. But
you can't.
They're averaging how many? 47.
47 and only giving up 17.
Yeah, so Utah's average is 23, which that's not surprising to any of us who've watched the games because we haven't been scoring anything.
So
we give up an average of 15.
So there you go. They average 50 a game. We give up 15 a game.
That's so insane.
There's one of the keys to the game.
Yeah.
No way we're not going to limit Oregon to 15 points, but again, the D has
That's such an insane stat. An average of 15 points.
Something's going to give there, and that's going to be one of the keys to the game.
Yeah.
What's passing? So compare their passing.
So their average passing per game is 326 yards, is how many they throw for and give up 217.
What's their rushing?
Rushing is 226. And then they average under 100 rushing yards allowed, but so does Utah.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I think they average like 95 yards rushing. Utah allows 75 or something like that.
78 rushing.
I don't know, but they've been good against the run, pretty decent.
They're susceptible to the run. They have a good defensive line, but I do think Utah can run the ball and establish that.
Utah's been allowing 217 yards passing, and they average 300 yards passing.
326.
So
I think this is a closer game. Right now, Oregon's favored by 7, which is a really big number considering Utah gets 3 at home. That's a really big number. I think it's a much tighter game than that. Personally, I just think that these two teams, there's a lot of defensive strength for both. And if Utah can have somewhat of the offense that they just had, I think we can keep it close and even win this thing.
So you wanted to look at the sacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk a lot about Utah and how many sacks we've had. They've had the exact same number, haven't they, or did they? What is their sack totals?
So we've had 25.
They've had 25.
So think about that.
But they have only given up 4 sacks all season.
We've only given up 13.
That's a huge
difference.
That's
a lot, but they're all O-line supposed to be really good. See, this is, again, one of the important keys of the game is we've been winning games because of sacks and our D-line and all that kind of stuff. They've only allowed 4 sacks. We have to get some.
I remember last year's game, Utah's offense could not get anything going.
It was such a bad game.
Now, such we barely lost because they had a bad turnover.
Bo Nix had one leg.
And Bo Nix had one leg. But Cam was hurt. Like, it just was not a good game.
Playing on one leg, hobbling around.
And they pulled it off at the end. It was an ugly game. But they're not world beaters. They've been known to lose games that they shouldn't lose. I mean, Oregon State last year, they should have freaking won that game. So, there's an avenue there for Utah.
Oh, there is. I'm not saying that it's hopeless. I'm just saying they're good. And,
you know, if we can generate some turnovers, I mean, you just don't know.
Manage clock. It's wit ball has to continue here. We have to be able to run the ball.
Have to be able to establish a run.
And then have decent yardage passing. That's the formula. That they're balanced. We have to be balanced. And who's D's going to make it happen?
Yeah.
Well, do you have a score prediction? I don't want to give a score prediction.
28-24 Utah.
I think we're going to hold them to 24.
Why not? Honestly, I know that they're very good, but Utah's defense is a top 5 defense in college football. Whittingham, Joel Klatt said it today, Whittingham is the best coach in the Pac-12, and it's not really even that close. You can't argue it. So
I'm going.
And with that defensive line we have, if we can get that pressure, it's going to be huge.
I'm going 35-31.
Four? Utah?
Utah.
No.
35. 35. It's a good number.
Home, baby. It's a home game. I think, again, Utah can't get behind. They have to manage the game from start to finish, be in it or whatever. But
Well, that's true. And yeah, if Utah gets down 14,
we don't have
the
horses to come back.
No.
So that's why. But
I'd love.
I'm going for it, man. It's 35-31.
I think Utah's offense is going to show signs of life. And I love. I love. Vaki has provided such a spark to that offense.
It's changed everything.
It's changed everything. We did not have that for the first, four games of the year. He has provided such a spark. He is a major, major threat. And hopefully Jackson can stay healthy, because when he's healthy, he's a monster. So I think that that's where it starts, and then you build from there.
Bryn?
Let's move on.
No.
Move on.
Come on.
Just don't. Well, you just won't do it.
Bryn, you cannot be the...
Well, this is this 3 weeks in a row or 3 out of 4
loser?
Weeks she's picking against her team?
I picked last week against them. I didn't pick against Cal, did
okay,
I?
So three I out
hope
of four.
I didn't.
3 out of 4.
Okay,
weeks,
just lay it out.
You're
put
picking
it to
against
the people.
You. Why are you even on this podcast?
Give it to the people.
I don't know. 35-28.
Utah.
35-28 Oregon. Is that what you're saying to us?
Yeah, you could at least do a positivity chant.
Positivity.
There it is.
I want to be positive.
Then do it. Manifest.
I don't
manifest.
Know. Okay, move on. Let's.
Did she give it?
35-28 is what I said.
But she didn't say who was going to win. Keep it. See.
No, we're not
let's
moving
give
on.
Our,
no.
We are running out of time. Do the updated top
what a
25.
Loser. quickly.
Positive quack, Michelle.
What
I don't know
a
what that
loser.
Would, I don't know what that would sound like.
Bryn's got no faith.
You know what, Texas Mike?
There is no time limit.
There's no time limit again. It's just one of those episodes. We're going to be here all night long.
Is there anything
we can
really
go back and talk more USC? I got a lot more to say.
Is there anything we
could go on all night? Anything surprising?
No, Georgia. Sick of it. Michigan, sick of it. Ohio State,
sick of Michigan.
Sick of it. Florida State, 4. Washington, 5. Oh, they're right on the edge.
Washington! In the best uniforms I've ever seen.
Oh,
and
relax.
You,
no, they weren't.
They weren't that
they
good.
They were. I loved them so much.
They struggled against ANSU.
Yeah, but things happen, man.
At home. Their offense looked.
Things happen,
I
man.
Know. I get it.
Weird things
and
happen.
And you
I
can't
understand.
Judge based off one game. I get it. But I have not seen them look that bad.
But like
maybe
Penix
ever.
Didn't even.
He looked terrible.
But you come off of a huge win.
I get it. I think they were overlooking ANSU probably.
I know,
I don't know. That was insane.
Whatever.
Okay, they're
but Washington,
fifth.
Oklahoma, Texas, Oregon 8, Alabama 9, Penn State 10, Oregon State, Ole Miss, Utah 13.
I thought we would go off a little bit more than that.
No
but
one,
no one lost.
Nobody lost ahead of us. But
although North Carolina lost to Virginia.
Ugh.
USC falling to 24th.
Oh, darn.
They should have fallen out.
We Man. Talked about that last week. We were surprised they fell from 10 to 18th. They fell to 24th.
They shouldn't be in the top
okay,
10.
Okay, enough of them.
Crazy.
They have not announced our uniforms yet. I doubt it's blackout considering it's a day game.
It won't be.
It won't be. Whittingham does not do blackouts on
it
day
games.
It
won't be. I don't know what they'll do.
We're not getting a night game,
it.
By the way.
Yet.
We're done. We're not getting a night game for the rest of the year. They announced the ANSU time also.
No, Colorado will be like 8:30 p.m. at the end of
in
November.
In November.
Something,
that's
something
fine with
insane
me.
Insane like that.
That's
but
true.
Bring them in.
I'd rather have day games in November, but we'll see. Well, what other upcoming games do you want to talk about? Or if we want to talk about Ohio State, Penn State?
No.
Penn State? I wasn't very,
let's do some yes, no, maybe so.
That could have been the most
no,
boring game I've watched all year, by the way. Penn
some
State,
yes,
Ohio
no,
State.
Maybe so. Give us your.
Okay, we'll do yes, no, maybe so. Gary has the questions.
I've just
tonight.
Got a few. If you get something comes to your brain, if that's possible.
It's pretty empty up there.
Bring it. So yes, no, maybe so. Does Washington go undefeated?
No. After what I saw
does
this
Washington
week,
go undefeated?
I would have hesitated last week. After what I saw, they're susceptible. Plus, we're going to beat them up there. So
okay. So no.
Who's their tough games still? Utah and Washington State?
And USC. They play USC, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Is that yeah. a tough
Washington
game?
Washington goes to USC, to the Coliseum. Go,
look, it's still freaking USC.
They got somebody else, too. But
then no, probably not.
Oregon State.
Yeah.
Oregon State.
Okay, so.
No. Oregon State. Ooh.
That's Oregon State, dude.
So they still have quite a few. Okay, so no.
So I'm a no. Washington.
I still
nobody goes undefeated anymore. Something's going to happen.
I don't think anyone in the Pac-12 will be undefeated.
Does a one-loss Pac-12 team make it to the playoff?
God, I hope so.
If it, that's not part of yes, no, maybe so.
Say maybe so then. Pull a Gary.
Maybe
does
so.
Does a one-loss Pac-12 team make it to the college playoff?
If it's Washington or Oregon, yes. Well, I guess USC. USC can't. They're two loss.
It could be anybody one loss. What happens if the miracle happens and Utah has one loss?
Okay, but here's the thing. If it's Oregon State, they're not sexy. They're not going to put them in even with one loss.
Yes, they would. No, if they won the championship.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, yes, they would.
No. Oregon State is they're not a sexy enough
draw. No, that's not a good take.
They wouldn't.
That's
over,
just not a good take.
They wouldn't over like Florida State or
yes,
somebody
they,
like
they
that.
Would go.
No.
If they won it all.
If it's Oregon and Washington, yes. If it's Oregon State, nope.
So it's a maybe.
Maybe so.
It's a maybe.
No, because the league is the best league in the nation,
totally,
and everyone
agree.
Knows it, and everyone's saying it. And if Oregon State ran the table now with just one loss, dude, they're in.
They are not.
That'd be funny.
It'd be amazing because they don't have a conference.
So sad, Oregon State. You're ranked
Utah
11th.
Would. If Utah, like you said, if Utah runs the table from this point forward and they win the Pac-12 championship game and they have one loss, and that one loss is on the road, considering everything, yeah, Utah would make
That's
it.
That's what I'm just saying. I think, okay. Will USC lose two of their last four games?
Yes.
Two?
Will they lose two of their last four?
Yes. Yes.
I'm a yes on that.
They're in implosion mode right now. They have imploded. Utah broke them.
All right, who they have left? You said who they...
They have Cal.
Win.
Washington. Oregon. And UCLA.
Oh, yeah, they lose at least two of those.
Two.
They could lose three of those.
Yeah.
So they're going to lose two of the next four.
Hey, I think that bye week before the Pac-12 championship game is not really going to matter, actually.
They can get ready for
Hey, we have tickets to the Pac-12 championship
Yeah,
game.
I do.
We got like 13 tickets already.
And if, I'm telling you, if it's Oregon, Washington, I'm going.
I'm going,
I'm going.
I might go. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, okay.
That was all
Brandon,
you
what
had?
What do you got?
Those were the only ones you had?
Yeah, I said only had three. We had a bunch of other stuff.
I know. Does anyone in the chat have any yes, no, maybe so?
What do you want to know?
To end tonight?
Look, any Oregon fans coming to the game?
Yeah, if you're an Oregon fan, go to game day. Game day is really fun. Yeah. It's been, what, how many years?
I think, well, I pulled it up.
Eight?
I believe it's been 7 years. Last time I went, I had my one-year-old.
Read that from Walter.
Okay, there's two you got to read. No, there's...
Kiss, Mary, Kill. Either Sam,
I'll
Sam,
play that. Let's
yeah, we're
go.
Going to game day.
Sam
no,
I
got to play this one.
Okay, wait. Kiss, Mary, Kill.
And James. You can say Bryn and James. I'll
Sam Hartman's face, Cam Rising's hair, Wits, Caps.
What are we doing?
Okay, I will marry Wits, Caps. I will kiss Sam Hartman's face. I guess I'll kill Cam Rising's hair, but it's glorious.
No, I'll go with that same answer.
I don't even know what the crap you're doing.
Gary doesn't know that game.
Gary doesn't know.
All right.
That was a good question. I like that one. I'm going to echo that.
Okay.
Parker K, yeah. We'll be to game day.
Game day. So game day, they set up on Friday. It's in President Circle over there on campus. They do a bunch of stuff on Friday. They broadcast their shows on Friday from there. And then Saturday morning, it's from like 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I mean, if you want to be at the very front row, you got to show up and camp. They're letting the
first
students.
Year, man, I was there at like 3 a.m.
You and I went
yeah,
to that
we
very first one in 2004.
I'm still tired from that day, but it was worth it.
It's fun. I mean, it's cool to go see, but yeah, it goes all the way till 10 a.m. Yeah. And then tailgating. Stop by the tailgate.
That's
and,
the thing. And that's the one benefit of a 1:30 kick mm-hmm. is then it's you don't have to go home. It's the game is a couple hours later.
You're there all day.
You're there.
This is an all-day affair.
All-day event.
Come take a nap at the tailgate. But game day is fun. If you've never been, we definitely think you
definitely
should go.
Definitely go.
We'll,
go.
We'll go. Again, follow us on our social media.
Who was smoking the big blunt? What? It was like a Jamaican joint.
What?
On here?
Yeah.
You? Was it you?
In honor.
Are you high again?
No. Wait,
wasn't it our Corona
You just
friend?
Need to... Is coronavirus or...
Right here.
Oh.
Yeah, he's smoking it.
One for
Are
you
in a sweat lodge doing it?
He's smoking it. Don't worry. He's got...
Nice, man.
He drove down to Vegas last weekend and got some good stuff.
You start having some visions.
Some guy under a bridge gave it to him, and I'm a little worried.
All right. Well, let's get out of here. Please make sure you are subscribed, like, share, tell all your USC friends to follow us. It's been a great weekend. Yeah,
have your friends follow us.
We'll do Halloween stuff next week.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple questions on that. Favorite Halloween costume? Should we dress up?
Dress up for the podcast next Monday night?
A blunt down by the river? A guy down by the river? Dude.
It wasn't a guy by the river. He was a homeless man underneath a bridge.
You may never wake up. You start smoking that stuff. Okay, we got to just play this one more time.
USC, how to lose the new time? Can I believe this is only a fault? Let's go!
Let's go!
We didn't do the Towel Boys tonight.
Oh, the Towel Boys!
But they didn't really have much to cheer about.
Is that embarrassing?
They weren't waving those towels.
They had a little
machine.
Go Utes! Come on! Gonna take out these Ducks. Keep it rolling, baby. And we'll dress up as a Towel Boy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.